Shoes off your Mori. After the Lechus Oil, we start the Perek HaShoyol, 23rd Perek, Shoyol Avod, after the Mechess. The next sugya is, Kumim Mechess and Beis. Mom brings down the Mishnah and Beis on the Aplam of Vav. The Mishnah over there has 14 different Gezeris. We have the 6 Mitzad Shvus, we have 4 Mitzad Rishus, and 4 Mitzad Mitzvah. The 6 Mitzad Rishus, Shvus, is a case where the first one is not going to eat on Shabbos, second, not be roich like a behemo, the third, lo shut up the Yamayim, the fourth, fifth, and sixth, in Mutafkim, Misafkim, Muraktim, cannot do on Shabbos. Basically, comes out, not going to Elon, that we already learned in Simon Shalom Avov. The idea of being roich like a behemo, we'll see Bekitzel, Vien, Sif Aleph, and Beikin, Simon Shanei. The idea of being shut up the Yamayim is the base, and Muraktim, Misafkim, Mutafkim, that's Sif Gimel. Next, group, Rishus and Mitzvah, each one have 4. Rishus is Loidon, Loikachim, Loicholtim, Lemiavim. The idea of Mitzvah is not Makadishin, Marichin, Machrimim, Makbim, and Chubut, and Maishis. Those 8 of Ezra Shang be Siv Dalid and be next Chaburah. Basically, we have again, we have very clear, we have 6 Al Shus, that's to be Tzayis Chaburah Viker. The 4 Mitzvah of Rishus and Mitzvah will be Viker next Chaburah. So, first, again, again to Elon, we learn Barichas, Shimon Shalom Avov. We get to the second case of the Mishnah, not to run on top of an animal. It's very clear that Moshe says, Ayin Simen Shenhei Sevyid Ches, which will also be signed to you over there. Just to be practical, what comes out from the Sugya over here. The Moshe says, Maskana, what is the reason why a person that cannot be right on top of an animal? Shemer Yachtav Zemoyo. You might come to cut a branch. Rashi says, Mitzah the Isser of Kreitzer. What happens, there's a case, there won't be in a case, act of Kreitzer, no Shash. The person's in the Midbar. Or you have an animal, and you want to just use it as a slide. You have the back of the animal, and you want to just put your kinna on it and slide down the back of the animal. That's Gemara's case in the end of the second half of Nadal, the Bai Virovo. The Gemara says, and brought down by the Mishabura, the Locha both are Osir. Again, there is no Mitzias of cutting down a branch, it's in the Midbar. Or no Shash of you not riding the animal, just using the animal as a slide over here. Says the Mishabura, there's an Isser to Mishdamish of the animal, Mitzah the Sugya of a Loi Plug. The side of the Isser, it's coming from Hashem Yachach Zemoyo, but at the end of the day, whether it applies or not, Loi Plug. Therefore, the major nafkamina is the gate to the Sugya of animals, pets. Could a person have a pet on Shabbos in Muksa or not? So we learn the Sugya of Muksa in Simon Shinches Sif Lamates. Over there, the Mechav brings down that a bull on Shabbos in Maisets Muksa has no Shivas, has no use. I can argue the point, you can spend millions and trillions of dollars to have some bull being super over here and make something choshev out of it. And they, it has no Shivas to it, it's meaningless. Fine, the Yifam Neisvard. They understand, a bull is nothing. Anything it is to play with is meaningless. Those who want to argue, even the Meisvad, maybe you create a bull, has a Shivas. The Gate of Mei Ashkenaz, Rebbe already says, the meaning is you make it by the case of bulls. Building upon that, coming back when they ask, animals that use as pets to play with, the horse should not be a problem of Muksa on Shabbos. They can come from the place when they ask their pets on Shabbos. The Mekor they're coming from is this halacha. To play with the pet, to pick it up and use, is being Mishtamish. The Isser Shtamshus, whether Yachach Zemoyer or not. Even once it has no use on Shabbos, to go play with it on Shabbos. It's had the sugya over here of Ein Roich Lagav Behemo. Again, you're not using go ride it, but come to go use it. Even the Isser had the sugya of Loi Plug. Therefore, command all the Shvam come along and say, pets on Shabbos is Muksa on Shabbos, because it has no use. That means money might be a wonderful thing, but Shabbos has no use, it's Muksa. Pets might be something you play with, it might be man's best friend. Bulls might have a chshivas, you think it has some value to it, but at the end of the day, since you cannot use it on Shabbos, has no use over here, and therefore the mice that's muksa. They get to the birds, interesting shayla, bird, nichol nigzera of the loyplug over here, they have seen to be a machloikis among the Rishonim, Racha, Zura versus Rosh, maybe a bird, the mice are not muksa, that's a machloikis, and even that big we want to be machmer. But they get to animals, why pets muksa, al tzis halocha. Sipes, the Mishnah says, the third case over here, lo shotzen opnei amayim. Person should not float, swim inside water. The Gemara is very clear, why? Shemi yasa chavashel shaitin. You might make over here a raft, teach a person how to go swim. What's the Isser? Rashi puts on the Isser of Arigo. The way the Rambam, in Perichov Gimel, he puts it under the sugar of Maka Patish. It'll come out, the Be'ikir, we already mentioned, the Geto Kreisiv, the 25 Gezeris in the Geto Kreisiv. the Gedra Chayrish, we have 14 different Gezeris. The Rambam seems to have 10 different Gezeris under Makar Patish. One of them is the Sugya over here of Shotin, and the other one, the case of Gimel, are the idea of begging and clapping. Makar Patish. These are Gezeris Chazal under the Sugya of being Masakin or Makar Patish. Now the Gemara comes out, and when a person has a Sofer, Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Mem, he has a ridge over it, around it, L'maisa it's mutter. Basically a case of a pool, where you have the walls going up, the wood is inside, and therefore, a picheshbin, it should come out, that number one, if you have a Sofer, a ridge around it, and number two, in the case of a chatzar, now a kamlis, now a shesirabim, technically it should be mutter to swim in the swimming pool on Shabbos. And therefore, you hear someone from the Kalei Das, saying, what is the issue to go swimming in the swimming pool on Shabbos? Come up with Svarim, I come from numerous avenues why Bismanazer, the minhag is not to go swimming on Shabbos. Number one, if you wear a bathing suit, I'm going to write bathing suit in Hebrew to spell out for you, bathing suit. So I'm going to Shuvo Debetzino, he writes, you have a Bayaz Chito. Can't wear a bathing suit. So fine, so you won't go with a bathing suit. You go swimming without a bathing suit. So there's a Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Chavav discussing that Be'ikir, the Gemara in Parakuah says, to go take a bath that's cold water, Medina is mutter. You learn the Gemara, it's very clear, learn the Shulchan Aruch, there seems to be no Isser. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there, on Siv Zayin, it brings down Maravram, that's calling it Chumas Hadesh and the Maril, the Minig Bnei Ashkenaz L'mais is not to go inside a cold bath. Moshe Hashanah is also negated a cold shower. The L'mais would not go inside a cold bath. What's the reason? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzad Lechshash of Schita of Oid Kamatayim Ayin Mogan Avram. That's Rechitza, we don't go inside a cold bath. Building upon this, says Rav Moshe, says Rav Chaim Noah, says the Debetzino, says the Minchas Yitzchok, to go into the swimming pool is the same chash, the same gzeir over here. The same, once the minig clients are already from Rishonim, from Maril, the Chumash Hadeshim, and not to go inside something that's cold over here, why chash schito? You're also hooding going inside the swimming pool that's already minig clients are not to go inside. Void, a third thing, says the Debetzino, tell me, bath is a tzarech. Stam and Shabbos go swimming, Zilzul Shabbos. Void, says the Debetzino, Maisa, numerous pools are inside a karmelis, shesirabim, maybe a karfuf. So you might have a head inside a chotzer, so you have a chok, not to go inside a chotzer, or to a case of a karfuf. And therefore, the way that of carpet, he ends off, he says, anyone who goes swimming on Shabbos is oival titosh mitari simecho, for us to live for its gedo, shalom rishenim. Therefore, the Maisa, we did not go swimming today. Exercise is not swimming.
I love it.
Different figures.
Yeah, I'm
not sure what you want, but at the end of the day, don't go swimming. And therefore, I know that when I'm the Kaladash, try to say it in different places in the mountains, people are going to go say it. Maisa's passion is to be usher. Besides, the mini clients already not take a cold bath. No one does on Shabbos. Welcome, Sarah. Chaylim, we get about the Tire of Kivager. But otherwise, you don't do that. Stop not going inside a swimming pool. We don't do that. There's a little Shabbos over here. Do a problem, a soul is a problem, we should not do such things. Next to Yosef Gimel is what the Mishnah says in Ben Daf Lam Avov, again brought down Kofem Ches, Vashon Shabbos, Loi Mitapkim, Loi Mitapkim, Loi Miraktim. So what do the words mean? So Rashi and Shabbos says a little bit different than Rashi as a Beyo. The way Rashi said in Shabbos, Mitapkim means not to bang on your chest, or in case of your thigh, Loi Mitapkim means not to clap, and Loi Miraktim is not to go dance. The way the Mechab example also from Rashi in the Beyo, the word metafka means not to clap. The word mesafka means not to bang in your thigh. That means the question is what the word clapping is going back on, metafkin or mesafkin? The way the Bach wants to answer, it depends what you said first in the braisa. For some odd reason, the Mishnah says first metafkin. The way the Gemara on Shabbos Kumim Chesed over, mesafkin. He says either one just means the derech of shir. The derech is first a person he claps, then he bangs on his chest or thigh. Whichever one is first is clapping, whatever is second means banging on your chest or thigh. With Meisim, we have this Issun Chazal, not to bang on your chest or thigh, again, depends on which you're quoting, and also not to clap. Now, they point out, Lechura, we have this Issun is very clear. The Gemara says, why Gzeir Hashem is second cliche. This is banging and clapping and dancing, you might come to the second cliche. We had already in Simon Shin Lamaches, we have an Issun also, Hashem is second cliche. They point out Lechura, we have two different simonim and two different makaris. That means Simon Shin Lamaches is a sugin Erevin. Simon Shin Lamaches is a sugin Beyo. They both have the reason al gzemish is not going to play share. However, they're coming in two different areas, and the chor, there are two different cases over here. Simon Shalom Ches is discussing using a cliché, using an object. Whether it's a music object, or using a door over here, but using something else to make noise. That's a semi-shag cliché, and the issue they call it is a shmos kol. This is Simon Shalom Ches is doing a rhythm of beating your body, using yourself. That's also the issue of semi-shag cliché. And obviously from the place you see it's intertwined, you put one by the other, that one to do with another. But they're coming in two different curves over here. They're both halachas. And they're both, again, it's clear the place can put one by the other, but they're two separate circuits, two different makaras, both the same, you say to the Issa Shabbai, but one again is the Kli Shabbai, one is the rhythm or the beat you're doing for yourself.
So now, there.
We'll get to it. So, first, come on Gemara, Masin Kulam Ches says, Maisa true, we have a mission says, a person cannot bang, clap, or dance. I am the Maisa of Dinon. The Maisa the Ilm does do that. And we don't say anything to them. The Gemara says, you know why? Hanach Yisrael, Mutim Shishogim Ayim Mizidim. It's better for a Yid to be in an accident, Shogim, than the case of Amazed. The Ilm is what much less when a question is Shogim in the case of Amazed. The Gemara says, I haven't mean that maybe that's tough for a case of Abonon, not by case of the Raiso. The Gemara says, Loishno, whether the Abonon or the Raiso, Mutim Shishogim. The Gemara brings it right, the case of Toysevus, Yem Kippurim. At least in those days, it seems to be that the Amoin Am, very lax upon this halacha over here. Therefore, it's better not tell them even something that's a deraiso. Keep quiet. Much you should show him out here mizidim. Now, today it seems that the Olam is not. The Gemara says that even by deraiso, much you should show him. We'll get to see what you're saying. The Gemara says, in my case deraiso, by case of 7 Yom Kippurim, that we did not tell the Moinam or the Noshim, the children, about this halacha. Now, I think the gap simply that the secret of 7 Yom Kippurim. This man is there, the Olam knows, we saw Yom Kippur earlier, and you have Kol Nidre, and this is not really negated to us practically. However, it is negated numerous sugyas when to apply it. So first, what is the gedder of, when do you say the Akal, Mutim Shishogim V'Aliyah Mizidim? For example, why learn the halachas of Hilchos Lashon Hara? Make mistakes, people go do it. Mutim Shishogim, I see a bunch of people lying their head. Yeah, why learn the halachas here? Then not to learn it, so the Chofetz Chaim is like, don't ask this question. Why learn it for? Chofetz Chaim is this question. He says, why learn Hilchos Gzeilo? So, in fact, the Chofetz Chaim, why learn Hilchos Shabbos? Shem Karm Kluim Besairo. Why learn it for? It's a hard, make mistakes over here, be amazed. Why do it for? So first, clause number one, he says, the loch over here, they're saying, even by the races, Mutim Shishogim, if somebody's not Meforsh Bekra. Somebody's Meforsh Bekra, you don't have a heter. Why is it Meforsh Bekra, you don't have a heter? So this halacha is brought down in the Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Sim Tov Reish Ches, explains the Mishnah over there, because a person cannot say you're shogeg with Meforsh Bekra. For example, a person's eating chazer. Don't tell him it's chazer, don't tell him don't eat it. Everyone knows chazer is also. Pasuk in the Torah. Something Meforsh Bekra, you can't say I'm a shogeg. Everyone knows about it's also. If that's the aside, I mean, Chofetz Chaim is saying, you can't say, I'm a shaykh, because you are amazed. Chazi, you're amazed. Drive a car on Shabbos, you're amazed. Lashon Hara, you're amazed. If that's so, the question is, today in the gate to Lashon Hara, for some odd reason, the Moin Am think Lashon Hara is for the tzaddikim, for the Purushim, for Asayashi Meit Shuvo. It's 1 hour a day when we want to work upon an hog over here. It's on him, it's mutter. This case is MS is okay. Chofetz Chaim starts off, Emes is not a heter. But people somehow misconstrue or misunderstand that somehow, odd reason, Lashon Hara today has a lot of coolers that why this situation is mutter. If so, if the side over here, something forced by Krah, is the reason why come and say you don't have a heter motive to shake him, because the person knows it's also. Today, if people some odd reason think Lashon Hara is a chumrah, when him it's mutter, or when Emes is mutter, l'chor you would apply the klal motive to shake him out to mizidim. And therefore, maybe it's better not to tell people what he's saying is also Lashon Hara. So they say, if you call less than a day, by a Berkowitz, so the Issa bring down from the Ashiv, and the English is 146, and the Hebrew is footnote 147, Andrew Horn you have. He says, Eichanami. So the Bizman is there. Chofetz Chaim says, why teach people Lashon Hara before Shabbat Krah? He says, if people think today, they do not realize this nichel in the Krah, the Sefer B'Shvila Chaim says, Eichanami Bizman is there. you do have the klal, which is shaking about the mizidim.
Some,
I want to get to that, but first the klal number one. We're saying four klal mobir. I'm quoting over what the Israel Biyashiv. You can argue the point. This is what he says, and the Sfar is very clear. The Chavetz Chaim says, what's the Yisoyin in... Mr. Brewer says, the Yisoyin in Tav Reish Ches. The Yisoyin is why? Because people know about it's also. Chazi knows it's also. Some odd reason people do not know it's Emes is also. Some odd reason people do not know that Shek is Midrash Shekatechuk in the Torah. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. People think it's a nice Ahogo. Yeah, we better not to. People think that way, you back the club, what do you shake him? Okay, so Casey, when you cannot be mad yourself again, what is he saying? He's saying the Chol Chaim misunderstood himself. Okay, and he has other reason why to teach the halachas. Maybe it's Kedai for times he learned from it. But the first reason that he says over here, because before Shpikor, I'm giving, he has more reasons. The first reason he says, that Luchor, you can argue the point, very stark, does not apply in numerous cases. Certain cases don't apply. Chazda applies. Driving a car applies. Middle Shakatech, you can argue the point. Lashnar, you can argue the point. Middle Tayyar, you can argue the point. Certain things you can argue. It does not apply, even though it's before Shpikor. People do not understand this before Shpikor. It doesn't apply in this situation.
It's not black and white.
It could be black and white. People do not think it's black and white. People don't know. It's black and white. Emes is no heter. And the quote of Kavitz Mamorim that Emes is a heter and Amen Menkes. You see what Kavitz Mamorim over here says? Don't misconstrue my words. Look up the Kavitz Mamorim. See what he says. But he does say it. And he quotes it from the Kavitz Chaim.
Where?
Amen Menkes. Kavitz Mamorim. He says the Kavitz Chaim holds that Emes is water. He says over there, if the words are MS, the Gnai is MS, there's no Es Loshnar, but you have to know what that means. Fine. The second Klal, the Mutashi Shek Val Yem Yezidim, the Chassam Sofer, again, the Sugya Kufim Ches and Shabbos, and Meir Daf Lamin, says, this Halacha is Dafko when it would not lead to the Rabbim getting a Mikshel from the Yechidim. That means you have Yechidim who are not listening. If you don't make a Macha against them, they won't listen. You make a Macha, they still won't listen. Either way, they won't listen. But if you don't make a Macha against them, then the Rabbim will learn from the Yechidim. So then, he said, you make a Macha. Either can be mezidim, so what? We have to worry about the tzaddikim that won't listen. Just a mushroom, I thought. Some other reason, you see a little more time, that in shul, people go over people with smartphones and make a macha against them. These guys are not listening. People with their smartphones in shul taking it out, they took it out in shul, the people see, and on the shul book all the time, the people coming over making macha, they're not listening. But what's the point of the macha? For the tzibur, the point is not this guy, he's not listening. He has it, he's going to walk out, whether it's a Mugan, not Mugan. But if it's a Zibur, about you make a Macha against those people. They take out the Rabbim, just let people see it over here. About you make a Macha, 100%, 1,000%. Anyone takes a smartphone to Yeshiva, you make a Macha against them. He's not going to listen. He brought Yeshiva, he took it out. What are you thinking? You make a Macha. Why? My sense also Gomer. Why? Not beside the guy. It's like when people scream Shabbos against the car. It's not because of the car, he's not listening. It's for the team around you to listen. That's why you scream Shabbos, for yourself to listen. Tomorrow yourself over here. That's noch inyan. A third thing is, let's say, for example, Deira falls. And people, when they grew up in a certain shkuna, people do not realize the chshivas of the idea of itself. Especially young people, noshim, kids. They think they don't know the whole concept they're going to carry anyway. Yeah, Deira fall down, what's the big deal? I'll take my bowl here, there. I'll take my carriage. They don't know. Don't know what Moshe said, but mice and certain people will listen. People will listen. So the poshet, you have to get up a rabbim and say the Erev is down. Again, true, numerous people will not listen, they'll be amazed. My sense, Dikim Yelchaboy, for the Yechidim over here. I mean, you make a macha, when they will help people, again, those will now be worse than the Oynish, you have to worry about the Tzadikim over here.
That's a public
or if it's a group of people over here, same thing.
It's a Suffolk, you're not sure.
Now, what about a Suffolk? Great question. So the Gemara on Shabbos and Nathan Dalit. Well, the Gemara says, Kosh Efshe Limchois, Lemicho, whether it's the Anshe Beisloi, Anshe Ir, Ukal Elam. The Gemara said over there, you can get punished for that thing itself. You are choy for that Avera. The Gemara big example is Manachorbin, the Klai Sol Numas Averis. They told the Malach Gavriel to put a Tof Shel Dioi on Tzadikim and Tof Shel Dam on the Rishoyim. Why? Put on the forehead of the Tzadikim so the Malach Chavol should not bother them. Mashenkin, the Rishoyim, let the Rishoyim, Malchik, take care of. came along Nim Sadin and says, what's the difference between Tzadikim and between the Rishayim? So Kosh Baruch said back, well, they're Tzadikim, they're Rishayim. So that means Sadin back, but they could have made a macho, the Tzadikim against the Rishayim. And they did not make a macho. They're choy for the virus. So Kosh Baruch, God of Yedua, I know they would have not listened. They would have not listened. So that means Sadin back. But did they know? Tzadikim know? And then they, Kosh Baruch seemed to be maskim. And then everyone got killed out. Tzadikim with Yerushalayim together. It's not like even the Tzadikim first. What was the Isser of the Tzadikim? It says the Lord of the Meir Horitz, the back of the Gemara, in the Lushim, says that Kavon of a Chazm of the Itla. On what? On the Sugar of Techoch. That means Techoch is what? If I would have made a Machol against you, I didn't, I'm responsible. But no, it's not, they had Tzla at the end of the day. So what's Hashem Yislacho? Kavon of Chazm of Itla? I get the Avera. Of that Avera, of the Avera that they did. If you look how far you took it. Kavon Mechaz Eitz Tzla, they had Be'etzem Tzla, on Teichocho, on the Rishom's Avera, and they got killed because of it. Says the Chassam Sofer, when you say the Klal Mutu Yishoigim, when you don't know they're going to go listen, when you know they're not going to listen, the Umdin are not going to go listen. But is the Chashashin going to listen? Yachroi. Same before Shbekro, Ichnami Yabichosh, Nam before Shbekro, that's Klolim over here. But there's a chashash to go listen, and again, then the Kosh Baruch Hu knew they're not going to go listen. You're afraid for them.
If there's a chashash, they'll listen once, and then a week later they'll not.
That's a good question. Not sure.
Like the tap comes up, everything.
Not sure. I hear. It depends if they forget later. Or ahead, it depends what really happens later. It could be they forget. Other people that might leave us close. Also, even more to the show gig, so you have to know because usually that happens later on. That's really I'm a motor. Now that they're doing it, amazing. So for now, it's good and later on, it's I'm a motor. So basically, come down, we have four exclusion to the klal or definition. What you show you out to your museum? How number one, if it's not before Shbekra. Number two, if the rab will learn from the yechidim, we do not say this klal. Number three, since I'm sorry, the chash for you to go listen, you do not say this klal. And number four, says number sure, if the rab will learn from the, if the the mixed group over here, and some people will gain from it. You go tell the sheep over here. The gate asked you. We have over here klal mutz yishoyim alti mizidim. The gate dancing, clapping, and the case over here of banging on your chest, banging on your thigh. So first, this halacha is not in the case of derech sheir pashtus. What about shloike derech sheir? You want to wake up a person. You want to get a person to be quiet over here. What's the halacha in that case? So l'chur, you go back to Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Lamaches, and he writes over there, it's not g'derech shir, l'chur should be mutter. They become the malachim over here, and they bring down, not g'derech shir, but the words of Mishnah Berurah, derech simcha v'shir. The issa derech simcha v'shir, not derech simcha v'shir, l'maisa is mutter. So l'chur, there are really are a couple of areas to address over here. Really, there are 3 points over here. Number one is, the idea shloi g'derech shir is saying it's mutter. We already have the Goyin Shito that sounds like a Shmos call on a door Lamais is a problem. Yeshua said to me, it was not that way. It sounds like it should be the same thing. The gate to clapping the Gemara's case it should be a problem. I mean, going to Goyin, and the Shamik says, the minute is the Yeshiv to Machmed the Goyin, the fourth to clap, this Naksh Loikadech Shir, that means to wake up a person, should be a minute to be Machmer, or there's a Goyin over to be Machmer, number one. Not a minute to be Goyin over here. Number two, there's a mishmur via Sivkotin test. Be'os Shilama test. He's causing snapping. We'll get to it. But the question is, does the mishmur instead of the case of snapping, who negates the case of clapping? Come on with Belsky and says, mishmur brings down the Mark of Rome, says, Shloik Derech Shir is mutter by snapping. However, it brings down the Prima Gonim up here, the Tayser Shabbos. You should know what that means, we'll get to. That there is no heter snapping, only Kla'achayav. If the same sugar snapping is by clapping, which would sound like to be machmer, in which like derech shir. That means number one, we have a goyin, a pili yishalmi, and number two, we have over here somehow a prim gonim taisu shabbos, a hetek klachayad only. Number three is the word of the Mishnah Berurah is derech simcha v'shir. Shir, I understand. What's derech simcha? That means, for example, after a drosha, everyone claps. Is that derech simcha? Is that going to be also going to the Mishnah Berurah? So Menachem Sheikh said a vadanat. That's Derech Simcha. Said Ben Yom Zilber, Chom Nachem, Yaki Yosef, Fiskei Shuvis, VaYeshua. That's Derek Simcha. That's what? Making noise, make I feel good. That should be no problem. Says the Chutshani, VaYasim, Sidur HaShulchan, he says, that's Derek Simcha. So what's the Loshim Mishmur said that simple Vashin? He goes in further. He says, for example, someone wants to lakos kafal kaf de lismecha tinuk, the shaskoi. Someone wants to clap together to make his kid happy, keep him quiet. That's also, let's do klachayat. How are you clapping for your kid? Is it really to music? What are you exactly doing it? Is it derek shir? I mean, you don't want to scare him. That's vadanat. Just want to know, make it away. Make noise. Let's make noise over here, right? You just want to make noise. Calm down. Not to beat, not to actually, it's to make noise. We're doing it for Sameach. His words are, Kdele Sameach L'Shaskoi. Not for music, his words, Kdele Sameach L'Shaskoi. So what it is, so you can argue, so the question is, what is clapping after a drosha? Is that noise? Is that more like a beat and happiness? I think more it's mutter. That's better, that's noise. You appreciate a guy through noise. A kid also, I don't know what Makhloi had, maybe Mishra means you need a beat. Even the Mishmur Kedah Samchoi, Lashaskoi means to a beat. It's a nice, pleasant thing. Don't say a beat. So it means Kedah Samech means to a beat. Kodeshani says, no, it means the Samech, to make him happy, to calm him down. That's Nichol in a problem of the Issa Derek Shir. So calm down, can you clap? Be Klolius. Again, as Klor, this form is say, Shloik Derek Shir, Be'ik Nesom HaMekel. But again, we have three Makarius to discuss. One is, we have the Goin over here. Second, Mishmur Sikon test. And third, after Miyuchad, after a Drosha Yeshlotin. I think all three, the Minigis Mimekel, Chavetz Chaim himself says already, in Simon Shalom Mechas, the Minigis Mimekel, the Monam is Mimekel. Again, we have to know how to answer Sikon test, we'll get to Bezer Hashem. Before again, there's weird, the Rav Shamik says, why have Neshir being Machber? Even to clap Stamzach, regular person, and do Klaachayad, where's it coming from? People do Klaachayad, Stamzach, even not Derek Shir. Where they're coming from, the reason where it's coming from. Because you have a going, you have a Shmuel Sikon test, or Belki says, a person should never clap, even to wake up a person, even normally, said Belki. Shulchan Alevi. Why? Because you have a Shmuel Sikon test. Well, Maisa, but at the end of the day, I think Maisa Moin Amis Mekul, Mishmuel already says that, I got them across to be Machmer. Look, let's say a person is making, banging, or clapping, but there's no sound coming out. More common case of a person taps with his foot on the ground when the person's singing. So that about it, there's no coil over here. It's if it was a piskechubis who says of carp, about there's no isser. Well, some the question is really banging with your foot on the ground. Is that also in the category of clapping, making noise over here? So this is a big coil. Rash, walk a mitzvah, but what's a shiloh? But the question is, stop banging your foot, says a svarim, banging to a beat when people hear it, says a svarim, about the same category. Just like clapping, banging the table, with the feet should not be any difference. And again, the snapping. The question is, what's the look of a slapping? It says clapping, banging your chest and thighs. So they point out, they read the Rambam, that he writes over there in Perchov Gimel, lahakad be'etzpa la'karko, either on the ground or the luach, which says achas k'neged achas derechem usherim. The loch in the mice it's also to snap derechem usherim. Come on with Chumat Deshem, says I bring a raya that person is allowed to snap, because we had the case over here in Yuma, first barak, they gave it to the parche kuno, they woke up the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur at night to make sure you're not fall asleep. And so within the Mishnah he snapped. So you see the mice snapping the fingers of Chumat Deshem, the mice's mutter. In fact, the base Yosef, the mice we have over here, a Rambam. It sounds like to answer it. What's the chilek? And then come the Magad Rom and says to answer. So it says the ancient Shemesh Chumash did not say that. But he said it brings down because the Gemara goes on another case, but the case got chilek to say ancient Shemesh. By snapping, the Gemara does not say ancient Shemesh. So don't say that's for him. My Shemesh is Mekel. Come on the Beis Yosef and says to the Rambam, my says also, I honey answer Parchekuno. So the Magad Rom says, Kuloi Kedarchshir. Not kosher share. So come to Maisa snapping the beak of the poskim machman, not like the chumas adesha. That's aleph. Now the question is, can you snap shloi derech share to wake up your friend? Well, snap to wake mamish the case of the coin to wake up your friend snapping shloi derech share. Come now from Magavam the Maisa's mutter. However, come on the Mishmur further and says You read the Tosfos Shabbos, Prima Godim, the Heter Pi Rashi, the sugya is why? Because they did it Kala Achayad. Snapping has no Heter, only Kala Achayad. Not clear which finger, they're saying the thumb against the Espa, I'm not sure. You have to do a Kala Achayad. It's not like this finger, this first finger, right? Not the second. People, when they snap.
That's
what they did in the Mikra. Right, so when you snap. When you snap, you do the third one, right? Most people do not. Most people do the third one. When you do the first one, it's very hard. Most people do not do it that way. The case that mixes with the first one. So that could be how this case is Kala Achayad. Kenzai. Most people do the third one, right? Right? Not the first, right? Not the first one. It didn't sound that way. Kenzai. But might say do Kala Achayad. The Shailas, first of all, they point out what's the lumdus of Mechalek, why, in general, Kol Shloiket Erech Shir by clapping be mutter and snapping be also. What's the Mechalek? That's Aleph. Second, they point out, you look up the Tosfos Shabbos inside, or for Shabbos says, and Megillat Shabbos says, he does not say that. Pasha, it's not, Mishmur is getting from Loin Nira, this Chumra over here. Third is this idea that Mishmur is a Chumra in snapping or Mechalius? How do you understand this Mishmur? So again, can I clap to wake somebody up?
Maybe yeah.
No, but by snapping, I can't. I do Kala Achayad. Am I clapping? I cannot. I don't have to do Kala Achayad. What's the difference? So it seems to be a machlokes among the Sforim. Rebelsky says snapping, clapping are the same thing. You have to, Mishmur come out, you have to snap Kala Achayad, you have to clap Kala Achayad. Mishmur only says it over here, and never else do you say it. Only said over here, it sounds like a dim Yuchanan snapping. Snapping. Now, the reason it could be, and the Pesach Yeshuva says by himself, he has no makor for it. He wants a taina that seemed to me in those days, the word snapping is derech ha-mashayrim. That people used to, when they played the music, whether the guitar, the flute, others, there was also a person there snapping. Like today, we have somebody doing the tambourine, or someone doing the whatever, they're doing something with the rattle over there. Someone guy always snapping, making a click over here. You want taina today, there's no special, normal, pleasant thing they were doing. To make sure of his merius b'zmanazeh, therefore, what time this whole idea of snapping klachia does not apply? He tended piskei shuvis, and he has no makor for it. But it makes sense because someone reason Mishmur brought down over here. Look at the makor, doesn't say that. And why is it over here? Why the clapping? I mean, the Belsky took it. The clapping has to be klachayad. Because the Mishmur comes out, sounds like mechoshish. Meisen, no one took this Mishmur as far as I see among the malachim to other cases. The only one I saw was the Belsky. He's the only one who did that. You have to know why. So it sounds like it's dim yuchid and snapping, and therefore come on the Pesach Yeshuva says only in those days is negeo as the word of the Rambam derech mashayrim. That was the mahalach in those days. Had always had music in those days, a special way of snapping, well, a way, a pleasant way of doing it. Plain, no one knows you know what I'm talking about over here. I have no idea what I'm talking about over here. But that's the way. They snap.
Sure.
Okay. So you have to be a bucky over here.
Anyone who listens back
about here. Yeah, of course. Listen, the lax manager, he'll tell you exactly what they do over here. You guys, not manager?
Snapper.
You snapper. But the arranger, he does everything. He made up a song, Dar Malachi, with music over here. Gewaldic. Okay. So. But it comes again, snapping fingers, it seems to me that Moin Am does snap to regular people, even clap a normal way over here. Again, they don't seem to either be chosh for this or not, but it seems to be the making that Moin Am is to make. Now in this video, again, we have a case over here of banging, clapping, and dancing. First, before we get to the Terim, first, what is the definition of Rikida, of dancing? So, they bring down the Mishmur and Sim Tov Chavav by Kiddush Levono. Everyone knows that we did the Kiddush Levono last night, and we did not do it Friday night. Why would not do Kiddush Levono Friday night? Because, says Mishmur, he writes Mishmur Api Kabbalah. Come on, the Shaitin, says, you know why? The person Api Pshuto, he writes Api Pshuto, the reason is, you know, it's the mitzvah Besimcha. Rok Lovi, they Rikidim. Kiddush Levono, Besimcha, mitzvah, they can't do Rikidim over here. That's how Mamshad, the least we urge to do Rikidim over here. Therefore, Mishmur, the Shaitin, says this. Lana Chasish Rebbe. The Shaitzian says, we do a simple shamitzel, apipshutoy. This is a pshat. Apipshat, it says over here, why? Maybe the Rikida, if we do not do it Friday night. It says, I, the Maestro, should be a heter. Mokh mitzel, like simple shtayo. Says, you're right, it should be. Except, you have another option. Do a Thursday, do more Shabbos, other days. Maybe it's the last day? What's wrong dancing Friday night? Mokh mitzel, or Rikidim? But since you have another option over here. The first, it sounds like the dancing in a circle, what we do by Kiddush Levana, is Nichol to get a Birkidah. So, I'm not sure how anyone danced last night. By Tevin Ma'iris last night. No, not that. No, he means the dancing. No, not picking up your foot with that. No. It means the Birkidah Tevin Ma'iris. So, is that what the dancing you did last night, is that usher? On Shabbos. The way you walk around in a circle holding each other's hand to be Yaisa Zayn, is that Nichol the Issa Rikid on Shabbos? So let's define that. My point is to bring out what the Issa of dancing is. Let's define what is Rikido. So we have a mission in Tainis Nachavov. The mission over there says, bring down of Shimon Gamliel, Loyat Yom Taimili Sol, like Tuba of, and also Yom Kippur. It's similar Klaisel, Tuba of Yom Kippur. Explain to Mishnah why the Mnaisel will go out and dance in the vineyards. Now, Tu B'Av, everyone knows they went to go dance to make Shaduchim over here, Mokka Mitzvah. But they went to Yom Kippur. Vekmar old sins, Vekta Shalom Eshev, Vayila dance on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. How in the world they go dance? Tu B'Av is later. Be now and go dance. The Mishnah says they would wait to make a Chaylis Berkaromim. The Shalom Eitzel wants to answer. Maybe number one, Beravim. Number two, Bemakom Mitzvah, we have a Heter. I have an after before or afterwards. Maybe couldn't. The Tzibu was there at that time. So he wants to answer Beravim, Bemakom Mitzvah. So first we see that somehow we had a Macholus that he was Matiyam Kippur, Bemakom Mitzvah. But what is the definition? Macholus means a circle. What's Rikid and what's Macholus? Shlomo Zalman explains by the 3 weeks and 9 days, the Macholus means a circle, Rikid means one or two people dancing in a line. So what's Rikid? So they like being down the Yishalmi and Beya Parakei. They bring down the kibbutz is oike shnei ragel achas and rikud is oike achas from neich achas. That means kibbutz jumping is 2 feet at one time. That's jumping, and rikud is when you pick up one, you put down the other. Pick up one, you put down the other. This lashon of the Yishalmi is brought down the Ben Chananel, the Rekeach, the Rav Yoh, Rav Aron, Mordechai, and others. That you pick up one, you put down the other. That's the definition of rikido. Building upon that. When people walk around in a circle, that means sometimes you see people, they walk around and they call it dancing. The fact that you call it dancing doesn't mean it is dancing. Is that what Chazal asked when you're walking? That means, number one, those who point down, a pita lotion of the Yishalmi brought down by the Yishalim has to be a case where you pick up one foot and put down the other foot. And therefore, walking around, they bring down the Shlomo Zalman, and the Chavadas, and the Chaim Knievsky, and the Yaki Yosef, and the Mkhobonim, and the Shabbos to go this way, the words of Mkhobonim, in a sedated circle. The person walks around in a sedated circle over here, kind of, that's called walking. That's not called dancing in the Chor, there is no Issa to it. Aleph. Beis is, taking him a step further, they bring down also the Archa Shulchan, the Vayishua, the one Taino, the whole Issa of dancing, the Dafka in those days, they seem to do it Api Seda Asher, be a certain ketzev, a certain beat, a certain style, a certain rhythm to it. And therefore, if the way how we would dance, the music was off, they would come and mistake in the cliche. Today, the way our Choshulchan Vayishua says, how we dance freilich. Nothing is really organized. If it comes out to organize, call it kavod. Nothing is really to set style, no way of doing it. Everyone just seems to enjoy ourselves. We try to be here and there intertwined with each other. But we're just dancing. That Chazal said our Choshulchan said that we matzim was Torah Shvusim over here. Said the reason why matzim was Torah because they're dancing. Why are we dancing? There's no set beats, no set style over here. We're doing Samech with the Torah over here. Some there's no this is the asa things when the music has not come to be into as words are Seidah Shir. Some we're dancing over here. No Nogzeh Hashem Yisakin. Not Shach Kiyuzet the Issa Rikido. So they come along the Paiskim and say the reason why walking we let. Number one, can argue the whole point, which is making the place with the argument of the Shulchan. But Meisav, walking in and of itself, Be'etzim, is not called dancing. Like how they point out, or it seems to not go this way. Abiyashiv wants to ask them this question. So Abiyashiv says, we didn't walk in, we call it dancing. Tenmo'iris, we call it dancing. That's what we're doing. We came the Indian, the concept of dancing over here. Rav Nevental, the Esim's question, he says, I think it's dancing. My Rebbe Shlomo Zalman is matter. Not sure why. The Esim, Shmuel Orbach said, yeah, my father's matter, I would answer it. So are those who are machmer, but the main arm seems to be mekel. The words are for Chaim Knievsky, who asked this question. Chaim, he wrote back to us, Haminig Lahokal. Chaim wrote back to Chabur, who asked him what's a locha, he wrote Haminig Lahokal. when I wrote a letter, my son wrote a letter to Reb Chaim, the Gerte is, Bar Mitzvah is during the 9 days. Can we dance by a Bar Mitzvah? He wrote back, Yelech v'likvitz. Totally, you can dance, walk, but don't dance. That's not a problem. If you walk around, what?
Likvitz means 2 feet, no?
Kvitz means to jump.
Likvitz.
Okay, I could be, it's meant more the Lubnik one. If I remember, I didn't look it up. I remember he said, yeah, likvitz. But Yelech, again, the exciting thing is more Yelech. You walk. Yelech, amen. This walk, walking around, seems to be not seem to be an issue. That means sometimes you ask either when I'm the dancing by your offer or whatever. Look at most of the people who know they're doing most of them are those walking around. Those will get to maybe the Isahat of a dancing by an offer. But with, before we get to the Heter, to me and Ryan, with the Ilm walks around, who is Mr. Ayah, I want to do Kishal Vada Friday night. Maybe Echam, you should dance. Maybe we get into it. The simple Shalom Mitzvah over here. No. Should I see? It could be they really danced. Yeah. Maybe they did. I think Chavos Chaim was a cult of Litvak. What they say over by Megillas Esther, why did they say one pasuk in Eicha? Why to have simple for the Litvaks, right? No, it wasn't that way. Fine. It's an interesting thing they do point out. The robot, could a child jump rope on Shabbos?
Child.
So it's interesting, it's brought down a Maisa Ish in Chelek Hay that the Chaim says when he was a child, he was told he cannot jump on beds, and also girls cannot jump rope. It's brought down in the Dal Amos Shalacho, they would not let kids, the Maisa, jump rope. Why? Interesting, Shalom. Can jump rope, can jump beds. So, first of all, the problem is we already learned the Loch and Simon Shin Aleph Sebeis. Over there it says to run and to jump. The Loch over there is also on Shabbos. Atkman Kuvi Gimel Oman Aleph. The Licha of Shabbos should not be like the Licha of Chol. Hell, it says over there, B'machim Oinig is Mutter. Before Shalach, B'machim Oinig is Mutter. Apichaj Bil Chorosh be Mutter to jump on beds by the kids and they enjoy it. Jumping rope. I saw Libin Ahilchas that wants to answer. When girls, he said, why did Chaim say not for girls, not boys? When girls jump rope, they do it to a beat. There's nothing to get a verkid over here. Daimler verkid. My sense is a chiddush also that he put on the sugya verkid over here of jumping on beds to beat over here. Also, Chaim sounded like one time Chaim sounded like that for girls. Other time it sounded like a gen of a kolius. And also, why should a bed be different in the case of rope over here? I'm not clear where the issue is coming from. Again, somehow certain form bring down the issue of rope between the sugya verkid.
Trampoline.
For an adult, it's not as old as Shabbos. children.
I was asking for a friend.
For a friend. Tell your wife no. Who else is your friend, right? Now, negate to the tame over here. We have to be able to get to have two chalk. We have the mechaber, we have the ramo. First, negate to the mechaber. It comes out lechor. We have the issa to bang, to clap, and to dance. The question is, come along, what about Simchas Torah? So, before, without the Archos Shulchan put him to the side, he wants time to be Simchas Torah. The reason why it's mutter, because it's not, we don't do it to set style over here, a set beat over here, therefore dancing is mutter. Then does not seem to go like the Archos Shulchan. Come along, the Beis Yosef, bring down to my Rick. Rick says, why cover that Torah? Udoichan is the Shvus as cover that Torah. The word that Taz is, Lukuli Almo. They were brought down by the manga Ram Sai over here in Simon Tofrey Samachtes Hilchus of Simchas Torah. The Shibu over here and over there. The place can bring down. We have a heter of Kavodat Torah. Again, there is a Liashim who wants a Taino that we don't have the Bnei Sfad is not brought down the Maisa by the Machaber. They want to say the Bnei Sfad does not have a heter. I'm not sure what they do in Simchas Torah over here. Maisa, the words of the Taz is Lekuli Almo. And the Maisa is also brought down by the Kavachayim, the Chavadas, the Yosef, the Sfam do have a heter also in Simchas Torah. So, Oro, not sure why Rabbi Yashar said that for Maisa. Similar story, we have a heter. Now, the heter is in the case of dancing. Do you have a heter for clapping? Do you have a heter for clapping? So, the Mishmu again over here, and it's in Tofrei Samachtes, he brings down, main little Peach, where the case of the racket, Pasha is the same Mishnah. But Matring and Isser drop on them, should not make a difference whether the case over here is dancing, whether the case of clapping. What about, if so, what do you mean, matter? Is a Shema, Yisag, Kleshir? We're not going to have the Issa by clapping and dancing. So what is the issue of playing music on Shabbos? Shemi sang klishir. So still, let's, on Simchas Torah, let's play music. Why not going to cover shnius over here for the Americans? They have music. Let's do one cover shnius. Let's have music. What's the mattering Yisroel Darbonim inside the sugya of music? Of what Zer Shemi sang klishir? Let's matter playing klishir itself. So my sim is Shabruah being down for Pirmei Godim. They were not matter kashkas for Pamoidim Vizagim. They're not matter these rattles, these tambourines, the kolke klishir. We're only matter what says in the Mishnah over here, the Ger to the Sugya in Beyo. We're not matter for the Sugya in Erevin. I mean, the Sugya Shinla Mechesser would not matter. I mean, you get two different Sugyas over here. Klishir would not matter. However, the case of dancing, okay, the clapping of Maestri were matter. Which now leads to the question, if we're matter, only dancing and clapping, but not klishir, what's the case of banging on the table? Is that Shinla Meches of klishir? It's awesome Simchas Torah? Or is the case of clapping and matching Simchas Torah? We'll get back to this question. They do discuss everyone you had to mitzvah kol haTorah. So let's say a Ben Chutz Laretz is in Eretz Yisrael. First a Yontif, Simchas Torah for Ben Eretz Yisrael. Can they Ben Chutz Laretz go to Kovas on the first day? What? On Shabbos, don't do it on Shabbos. We have after before afterwards. The Chor Mishpura said by Kishon Bonim, after before afterwards, do not do on Shabbos. You should not do on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Kishon Bonim. That's what's said by Kishon Bonim.
Last day.
Now, the Meta of Ben Chuzot on Shmini Atzeres. Now, first of all, if you already see like my father who has a covenant in the first night of Shmini Atzeres, so also now he's not going to have covenant in the first night. Not, no difference. But numerous people will not have a covenant the first night of Chutz Laretz. So you come to Eitzol, are you allowed to dance and clap? And this is the Rabbonon. And this is the Rabbonon. So they ask the question to Ramosha and to Shlomo Zalman, Yom Shani Kul Chostan, he says, the heter is why it's Kavodat Torah. That's the heter. The Maisa does is Kavodat Torah. Therefore, you have a right to go to the Kovas and Shmini Atzeres, even Ben Chutz Laretz. So again, we have one heter for the Bnei Sfard, Kovodat Torah. A second heter for the Bnei Sfard is what they bring down from the Rambam, Apil the Yishalmi. The Bialacha is very clear that it's not borrowed, Maskona the Yishalmi. The Maisa, the Rambam, Paschal Lachal Maisa, the Sapek, the case of banging on one's chest or one's thigh, you have a heter for doing it Kla'achayad. That means instead of doing it like this, I guess I'll do it somehow like this, banging on the or somehow do it in the case of a shinoi, a maisa smuter. Now the case, again, is very clear in the Mechaber, is the case of banging your thigh and chest. Well, clapping klachayad. Is there a heter? So you look at the base seisif, and the guys mind these, they put it also in the case of clapping. And therefore the Mishabu and Simon Shinlam and Ches, he writes it also in the case of clapping. As far as Be'ikka bringing down, come all the Malakta bringing down, not only I'm banging on your thigh and chest, also the clapping of a heter klachayad. Again, there's a rekeach not that way, the rishon. But the place can go even on banging and clapping. Clapping itself also the heter klachayad. Now, let's say a person, even during the week, see a lot of people even during the week they go like this to get used to it. So it comes Shabbos. Is that a shinoi? I do it even during the week. So pashas is that even though you're used to doing it even during the week, you do a shinoi during the week. Strange, weird, person sees you doing it, you know, it's because of Shabbos. And therefore, you still have a heter on Shabbos. Don't tell me in Shabbos, not go like this, that's your shinoi. Even Mitzino, don't do that that way. This is, at the end of the day, this is the case of a shinoi.
What?
The pula that you're doing, it's for everybody. This is a shinoi. I'm doing shinoi during the week also. I'm doing a shinoi. If I write right during the week, always my left hand, it comes out strange. So what? I'm doing things strange. People do things strange even during the week. Just look around. The Maisa, it's on Shabbos, definitely get a Shino over here. Now, so, we have a heter klachiyat. Now I'm going to take the same thing to klishir. If you have a heter playing music, klachiyat. Play with your left hand. Play the guitar with your left hand. Maybe you have a heter. Once you have your shalmi over here. So again, come along to the Bialocha and says, the Maisa, the heter is not bor. And then it brings down that things to get to a klishir. Avada in lo hokul yisa, more than what it says specifically by banging on your chest and thigh in the case of clapping. More than that, the Maisa not. Klishir would not have this heter. What about, if so, we have a heter of two things in the Mishnah. What about dancing klachayad? What about dancing klachayad? We're saying banging klachayad, you have a heter, clapping klachayad. So what about dancing klachayad? Oh, so, on the Yashba says the Yisrael Biyashiv this question, And the chora, what the oil is telling you is, so, when you see dancing, you can't tell it's klachayat. Like here I see. Like how exactly see, people seem to dance all the time, especially today, with our chashukan idea that we don't seem to always be intertwined with each other. So there's no clear definition of what's klachayat over here. Yeah.
You get confused.
But that's, is that klachayat really? That's not a shinui. That's just interesting. You're looking at it like, who's right? Like, why one other way? I don't know, it's just interesting. Why do Israelis dance one way?
You can't keep up because they're going the other way.
I have no idea what they're doing. Why they dance? Why do Americans dance one way and the Israelis dance the other way in a circle? I have no idea why, but that's a shinui. That's a shinui? No, that's not a shinui. That's just, why? I have no idea why. It's like, just to not be American, or we're trying not to be Israeli? Like, what's the point? I'm not clear. But that's not a shinui. That's why it sounds like, again, especially when we have the Bialoch where Inlok Yoyser, whoever had to dafka what says Inlok Yoyser. Klachiyad is not a better. Which now also leads to making on the table. Bialoch Klachiyad. Again, we'll leave that till we get to the end. The question is, little cliche, was negated in the clapping. I'll put that to the side. So, because again, negated the Mechaber, we have two Eterim. Number one, we have a Heter Mokum Simcho. And number two, we have a heter of Simchas Torah. And number two, we have a heter of Klachiyat. Again, with kolam and parameters when to apply, those are two terms. Come along with the Ashkenaz. We have a Tosfos of Beyan Daf Lamed. Tosfos over there says, Miul Didon, the idea over here of clapping and dancing, Shari. Why? Because Didon ain't no Bekiyim last Klishir. The only time we reason to ask is only Zerah Shemi Sag Klishir. And we do not know how to make a Klishir. Interesting why well, I tell you to switch the lotion to Misaki Klishir to make a Klishir. The Chodim grapple why that's so. But since we do not know how to make Klishir, Loi Shaykh Lemigzer, we have no Isra anymore. So Tosu comes along and says, what the Mishnah asserted, the Meiser, it's Mutter. Mutter, you want to dance, you want to clap, you want to bang, Meiser, it's Mutter. Come along the Beis Yosef and says, the Simus all other Rishonim, it's not that way. No one says a Chilik, the Meiser, it's Osir. So, Pashas, we have Machlokes Tosfos, with Shari Shoyin, do we have a heter for a person to bang, clap, and dance? Samazoi, do we pass like this Mishnah? Alocha, come on, Ramah, and he starts off, V'inno, a person should not make a machol against a person who bangs, claps, and dances. Why? Mutu Shishoyim, Altiyam Yizidim. The Gemara also called him Chesam and Beis. Number two, he says, V'yesh Oimim, Bezmanazak, Kol Shari. Why? The Inno Bekiyim. And number three says, Alzeh nogu lahokul b'kol. And for this reason, we have a minute to make on everything. So he says 3 points. Number one, mutiv shishoygim. Number two, yesh oimim mutter. And number three, the moin am is makel. So, l'maisa. Mutiv shishoygim, that means better mitzvah. Make you tell, the guy can listen, tell him. Do you mean it's mutter? Or do you mean the moin am? What's he saying? Said that video in Shuvan or Chaim Simim Tess, he said, what's he saying? Loi Hichlet. He's not telling you how to pasuk. He's being ambiguous because it's ambiguous. The Ramon Shuvan and Simon Laman Hey, he says, sometimes I write for Am Nogu and sometimes I write for Chay Noigim. The Chay Noigim means to go do that. But Am Nogu means the Ilm does that. I'm not telling you to go do that. I'm leaving it at being ambiguous. Again, there's the other Ramon Shuvan, Simon Kuv Chofei. And he writes, "V'kav posh leheter to go dancing clap." He says, "When I write for Am Nogu, Nogu Lohokul, fine, I'm not telling you to do that." But he writes in Shuvo, "V'kav posh leheter to betafke l'rakim b'shabbes." Why betam divrei Tosfos? That's a mini Klal Yisrael. So basically, he's saying like this: those that makel yesham ilesmoich, hagam numas cholkim, and maybe there's motzi shoykim, and the main am is being makel. So what to go do? Does this, maybe they'll listen, maybe not, don't know. It's like I heard, it's the Pesach Lake by Yimei Mavucha. What do you tell the Chassanim? She said, when they're Chassanim, we teach them both sides over here. And then what happens is, over time, you know, come being married, and they keep coming back, they keep telling them two sides. Over time, they forget or they pick sides over here. We don't never tell them what to go do. We just tell them, Yimei Mavucha, the Shach. Moshe, the Ramah, the Yuda. I say, but what do you, we never tell them. But over time, they eventually get where they're holding life. We don't tell them. Fine. Seem that I'm wanting the same thing. Is this, that, the other, friends we're holding life. What do you want with Makshiv over here? The Maiso. That's Ramah. Yeah, that's a good mahalach, right?
Well, why doesn't this set their apply for playing instruments?
Oh, we'll get to it. The maiso. Come on the prima godim, and here maiso says, v'loy medinoi. Maiso, the prima godim, maiso, come on to aser. Kishonach, the maiso, come on to aser. Look along the next part. Very simply, chavadas, yakiyo, shalish, shalosai. There's no hetuk, toys, maiso, they come on to aser. Come on to orcha shabbos, it says, at the end of the day, if not simcha shal mitzvah, yesh limchois. Come on to orcha shabbos, says, not a mokum mitzvah, if you make a macho. Now, if that's so, and we'll get to where it's coming from, why, and we'll go back and forth. First of all, he said to make a macho. L'chura, if that's so, look around, you go to camps, yeshivas, people are clapping, dancing, they're doing these acts, and I think people in yeshiva will listen, I think camps will listen. And even if you tell me, we'll get to, and even not mukbah, the people are doing it, no one's stopping them, and even tell me, certain people won't listen, their kid will listen, and the truth is, probably most will listen, no, that maybe everyone will listen, maybe teach them. The word of Orchon Shabbos is Yesh Limchos. Where did they come in Yesh Limchos from? So L'chura, he says, I've been forced to Mishnah Bura. Mishmuan Sirkon Yod, he says, I feel it to me tapeach, we could, ain't kedai, l'niach ha-minig, shloi b'mok mitzvah, ele mishum ha-nachlehem. Nachlehem. With the Mekos, the Sharetzin, el yurab v'shem yam shloima ayin shom. Now, I mean, Mishmuan says, ha-nachlehem. B'chulu, what does ha-nachlehem mean? What does Nachlehem mean? So you could say, Nachlehem, Mutash Yishogim, Ayim Yizidim. Nevel Orcha Shabbos says, I'm saying to make him a chol, you know why? Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Nachlehem, Mutash Yishogim, Ayim Yizidim, and they'll listen, make him a chol. We start off the cloud in the beginning, people will listen, you have to make him a chol against them. Whether Yechidim will listen or today people will listen, make him a chol. He says, Mishnah Berurah. Nevel Numas Farm, bring down, Mishnah says, Nachlehem. That's what it means. That's one of the things he says. He says this, that, other lo hichlet. Mishmui says is hichlet. Ain't it kedai? Shloim mok mitzvah. Mishum anachlam. He stopped. B'chul. Says Orchon Shabbos. Who's machlet? The Mishmui is machlet. They'll listen. Make macho. Now, if that's so, come the Mishmui with a pillow. Maisi, look around. And people will listen. Why are we not telling people? So I think, first of all, there's another way to understand Nachlehem. The first of all, the word of Nachlehem, what? So the first of all, this is a point out. Nachlehem, first of all, Nachlehem in Chazal, very interesting. Nachlehem in Tula Shoinis. Nachlehem, what you should say about Nachlehem in Enevim, B'nei Nevim. One that means it's Osir, but don't make him a chod, not going to go listen. One that means it's but to leave them as is. So what does this Nachlehem mean? So let's look it up. Mishmur says very simple. He says, Eli Rabba B'Shem Yam Shloima Ayin Shom. Chofetz Chaim tells you to do something. So let's look it up. Ayin Shom. So you look up the Eli Rabba. He says, he quotes, Tivuach Riko B'Shloima Mok Mitzvah Kosu Yam Shloima De'in Lahat Amushom Anachlem. Says nothing. Okay. Same words in the Mishnah Berurah. So let's look up the Yam Shloima now. Chofetz Chaim says, Ayin Shom. He says, B'Mok Mitzvah Avadikim Mekel. Mashim raktem habesulois. Afilu napamokim mitzvah. Hanach lehem lismach adivir atoisvis. Kivada kidai him lismach. Beprap bedovish lishmo. Hanach lehem divir toisvis kidai him lismach. Hanach lehem toisvis. Or prat and nach you'll listen. So what's hanach lehem? Toisvis. That numus from is saying hanach lehem mutu shoikim. Hanach lehem toisvis. Chofetz Chaim says ain't kidai. Better not to. There's a massive difference than the Chofetz Chaim saying it's awesome, but don't make a mochon, not go listen. Or it's mutter, but it's better not to go do. You have to be didactic in the words. Forget, his words are very clear in the Chofetz Chaim. His words are ain't kedai l'neich ha-minik, shloim mokum mitzvah. Ain't kedai. That means, what's the lashon over here? The words are, he's saying that's not kedai l'neich ha-minik. But the maestro, shloim mokum mitzvah. Why are nachlam toisvis? The end of the mice, it's mutter. We have toisvis over here. So number one, you mean don't make a macho? Toisvis. Hanachlehem. You want to know what you better go do? You ask a person, you ask a talmud chacham, what do you go do? Better not to. What do you do in the yeshiva, the camps? One reason why you make a yeshiva in the list, Hanachlehem, toisvis. Again, look for it to us, like numerous for, just look up the Yom Shalom inside. What? We'll get to. This shleim makom mitzvah. It's aleph. Second, the Moshe Archaim Mechel Pei is Sim Kof. He says, "How in the world do we come along and let people do isurim over here? What's pshat over here that that hoga changed? We did not get together to matter things. We didn't get together the minion." So he says over here that Chazal first of all they're mistaku with the tam of Shemisan Klishir. The tam bezmanazeh was not noig. Not noig bezmanazeh. We're not mistaku. Don't make klishir over here. V'oid, it's the idua that Chazal would have been matter it if he saw that Moin Am was not listening. Those days they were listening. Today we're not listening. So it comes out be'ikir who is matter. All the chachamim lemaisa will matter it. Says Dova Borish Shemaskim Lahatter. So you do not need to get together and make a minion. We don't have to go count and make a best to get the matter it. Who is matter? Ramosh and Shuvah. Ramosh and Shuvah, you don't need a minion to matter it. Who is matter? We were matter. Walking once the swore number one doesn't apply, the Moin Am Maisa was not listening, so therefore I'm glad we were matter it. He goes on further, the Mechaba argues, therefore it's not Poshe Boratais over here. Therefore he says words are Roiti Machmer for Baal Nefesh, Avladina Mutter. So we have Mishnah Berurah that says Hanachlem Toisvis, we have Mishnah Berurah, the Moshe Shuvah that says Medina the Maisa's Mutter. And Medina it's Mutter. If so, as some people are asking, let's play cliché today. Let's play music. If you don't have a sad cliché, let's matter even playing music. So, Maisa, yes. So come along with the Maisa, the Taz, and Yodea, Ruesh Pei Beis, and the Eli Rav, and the Mishmur, by also the Sif, Kom Yod, and the Bialocha. Maisa is very clear, Maisa, you do not have a heter. The only heter was the Moin Amas Matar, they were not matter playing music. There was the Archa Shulchan, the Chlila, Hatzeh, and the Badr, we should not be matter playing music today.
The Etzim Tesis is matter?
Not sure.
It's not also the way she needed the Matzah Shem.
I'm sorry? We have no Isser, no Isser. Oh, no, you're not Dekshir, let's say. Maybe we'll learn. Here. Now, just one point again, the cliche is that we're saying over here, what is the Isser? This is Shemi Sag cliche. That means you can't clap on Shabbos, can't play music on Shabbos, can't have instruments on Shabbos. Again, the Moin Am is collapsed as a Nachlem, Medina Lemaisa's Mutter. If a person on Erev Shabbos lets radio go on Shabbos with music, or as long as I go on with music. Because what will happen, if something goes wrong, you give a clap, and it goes back on the correct thing over here, and it goes back in the right place over here. So is the Isser doing it or having it? Shemi San Klishir. Maybe you have an Isser to have music being played. Come on, Archa Shulchan, he wants a tiny of the Isser to have it. They were, even on Erev Shabbos, he set up your alarm clock to play music for you on Shabbos morning. Without the Chumran Rishon and Beis of Hashmos called the Bnei Ashkenaz. You want to tell us also, as a sugya Shem Yitzan Klishi over here. Massive Chiddush. Massive Shalom Zalman and Shuvan, the Shalom seem going after way. You have no way to the Chaddish Mul Gzeis and what Chazal did. Chazal asked him, when you're playing, you might come to go fix. When you're clapping, you might come do something. But that something else will have music, you'll come to go fix it. Lo Shemana Vlo Inu, we have a Gzeis over here. Now, once we have a heter on Nachlam Toisvis, so also the question will be, do we have a heter of banging on the table, according to Toisvis? Again, we'll have to get back to that. We asked this question three times, we'll have to get back to that. Now, the question is, we have a heter, come along to Mishabur, and it says, Shloi b'mokim mitzvah, we have a heter of a Nachlam Toisvis. Come along to the question, what about b'mokim mitzvah? What about b'mokim mitzvah? So he says in the Shaitzian, Yam Shleiman says Medina is like Taisis Mutter. However, the Beis Yosef Lanier Kain, you will bring down the Mariah, Sigmus Tayo, Mechaim Maim Mordechai. That means what's the Mishmur saying? He's not clear. Lohichlit. Right? Not clear, what is it? Kedai, not Kedai. Hanachlam Taisis, but not clear. The Maisel, come to Orchot Shabbos, he's very clear. It's Osir. Except when the Shleiman Makamitsu, you make a Macho. Shleiman Makamitsu said, don't make a Macho. I'm upset that way. But Shloi be Makom Mitzvah, you make a Macho. Makom Mitzvah, you don't make a Macho. How about the Chura if you go the other way around? The Halacha is Hanachlem Shloim Makom Mitzvah is Maiso Hanachlam Toisvus. Therefore, the Makom Mitzvah says the Shmir Shabbat Kolchosoi Yesh Lahakul Makom Mitzvah. Vayesa Chaznish Maiso is Chelik Zayin Makom Mitzvah Yesh Lahakul. Because the loser in Shuvah says Maiso is Mutter. Now, you have to know how to pass in the end of the day. I mean, I think you read. After the Orcha Shabbos going against Chaznish, Maiso is Chelik Zayin. It's not in the safer. Chaznish, Maiso is Chelik Zayin. Which Chor, the Chelik Zayin was not out when Orcha Shabbos Chelik Aleph came out. Even though they're redoing the Maiso Ish now, I know that's what they're selling the cheap ones. Don't buy the cheap ones now. But the Maiso, they didn't have it. So it comes out. What's the love of Makom Mitzvah? Let's go. I think with the Mishaburo. That we have had to shloim makom mitzvah nachlem, but makom mitzvah mishmur is not machlit. But the go to shmir Shabbos yesh lokal. If so, we have a had to makom mitzvah. What defines mitzvah? What is a mitzvah? So first simchas chostim v'kalo. So we have the mishmur and sefkon ches pilegraz that according to the mechaber out the tzir for toisvus it's also. I mean, you have to realize the mishmur in the mechaber's world he asks it in the mechaber's world. But once the locha negate us, we have the Ramoshita, Bitsirif Taishvis, ends the Makom Mitzvah. What's the locha? There's no Mishavu about that. Then the Maisid first one in Mishnah says it's Nechogena Mitzvah. There's a Bachashi that way, a Torah Shabbos, Rishon Mazalman, Liashiv, Shmir Shabbos, Yav Shtomach. They come along and say the idea of Simchos Chosav Kalo is Nechogena Mitzvah, and they've called the Shmir Shabbos Yesh Lahokal. Now, what is Simchos Chosav Kalo about by an Ofra? Rishon Mazalman, Liashiv. That's Simchos Chosam Kalo. Rekor Chaim, the Chavis Yoh, a few hundred years ago, says, that's ready, Simchos Chosam Kalo. By an offer, while people dance, besides walking around a circle, that's not even dancing. But even to get Freilich into it, there's what to be Simchos on Yesh Lahakal, it's from Makom Mitzvah over here.
Even at night, it only starts at night.
Whatever the definition of an offer is. Negate Sheva Brachas, says Rabbi Yashiv, Chosh should be the same idea over here. Chosh Simchos Chosam Kalo. Avnei Yashba says, even by Yisholm Zohar. Even by Yisholm Zohar. Why? Ramah said, Reis HaMachay, Sev Yubayz, it's a mitzvah over here. Gosh Ramah. Avelson Shabbos, we don't do. Chas Yisholm, we don't do Avelson Shabbos.
The Taz.
But what's he saying over there? We're coming to forget to make the Yisholm Zohar to show it's not for us Avelos. It's been wise, the Korichal HaPoyal, to come say, it could have certain people might be Avelos, not for us. Fine. What about Suda Shabbos? If so, what's the problem? Bengen Hashem is Shabbos. So this said Avnei Yashba and the Yisrael Yashiv. It sounds like over here that we're not matching to the Shabbos. And again, the word Avnei Yashba, covered Shabbos is not to beg, not to clap. Come on, Lishma Shabbos says, what do you mean? So this mitzvah Shabbos, why not? Simchas Shabbos over here. It's an interesting Shikol Das question. I look upon it. What is to the Shabbos over here? I mean, come along, you mat to camp for two different reasons. I mean, even with camp stam they have without dancing or clapping afterwards. You can say Suda Shabbos, or you could say Hanach Lehem, or Motzi Yoshegim, but you don't have to come on to that. Hanach Lehem, Hanach Lehem Tosh Slavir. Shalom really is a tish. Oh, a tish. Can you dance by a case of a tish? So, till last night, I only found one Sefer discussed on the Yashba. So, what's that? So I looked up the Sefer Hilchos Tish last night, the Sefer called Hilchos Tish. Over 470 pages on Hilchos Tish. They come on pages and pages. Why? The Maaseh then that he's matur. Avada. This reason. That other. The third reason. Avada is mutter. That's by Tish. Hukazim my dam and debar. The Maaseh. First, you have certainly have a nachlam toisvus. You can really argue the point. Depends what world you're coming from. Nichol get a mitzvah here. Can depends who you are here. Fine. We leave them as is. But the shaila is the kalbach minyanim. Is that a mokum mitzvah here?
So you dance for by Shana.
So come on, the Eshel Avram, the Bichacha. He's before Kalbach. He comes along and he says that many Klaisol is some other reason to be Mekel, but Mokum is Suin. He said over there, people keep quiet. Shloya Shulcha Molei Shulcha Abecha Rekel. How can it be that you dance for yourself and Abakash Baruch and Boyz Hashem Yisbaruch? Get into that feel over here. So I know what Belsky the Shuman says, when a Shmoshesh can be Mekel, or not the place from the Seber, fine, do a dance machine over here. My Am seems to be noig even after Menesh Moshes, the Mamish dance and Jabbos began to feel us over here, and certainly Hanach Lam Toifus. Void Yav Hetem Makom Mitzvah over here, and according to Yam Shlomim, Mintin Lam Maisis Moto, we leave it as is, and the being arrived from the grass, from the Brisk Rav, and only once a year we dance. Lela Seder is Yontif, the Mishnah by the case of Yontif, and over there is Samecha Gulusenu Lop, Pedus Nafshenu. And the ghoul over here. So davening, or the feel over here, or the label over here, might you have a right to dance. Kirshul Vonda, if it comes out, you have to inform out, you have a right to dance, welcome mitzvah. So it says, let's say that after the Seder. You dance with his son, the Piskarov. So by saying, again, it comes out, and they get to this place over here. The idea of clapping, the idea of dancing over here, it comes out. Again, I think, again, you can argue the point. I've argued, a couple of Sforim wrote Hanachlem, went to Yishayim Malkim Yizim, I went over to the people I could argue with, and I looked up with them, looked up the Eliyahu, looked up the Yom Shlomo, and they told me, I said, before that's what it says, Yom Shlomo, the Nachlem is places, and not Mutu Yishayim. I didn't go to Amar Koshabis, not go to him. But I had enough Rikuchim with him. I went to the other person who wrote about it, I said, let's look it up. And he was masking. Fine, go right to Amar Koshabis, do me a favor. I said, look it up. It's not mutter. It's more a prat mutter she's showing him. I'm not saying it's mutter. I'm not saying you should do it. Ain't kedai. I'm saying it's better not to. There's a massive difference between better not to or than the local mutter she's showing him. Mutter she's showing him means it's also. Make him a chor. The guy will listen. He says, Ayin Shom. For you. Ayin Shom.
What's the word out of Bishim?
What?
Who
says? Let's look up together afterwards. Look up together. Now, we left out one case. We left out the case of Maisa banging on the table. That means saying, clapping and banging on your body and dancing. Maisa, we have an achlem. Came out of the locha of klishir, we do not have an achlem. So the question is basically, banging on the table, is that a case of klishir? Or is that like clapping together? Under what category do you put it? Under Shin Lamechez or Shin Lamentes? You take out the Rambam, Perich of Gimel Alocha Dalit, his words are to be banged by Etzpo, ala Karka, ala Luach. He puts it under the category of Klishir. Mash Enkin Alocha Hei, he puts the idea of banging and clapping and dancing in Alocha Hei. Two different Alochas. One is Alocha Dal, Alocha Hei. Says the Ameyashbo, says Rav Karpovir. It sounds like over here the idea of banging on the table is cliche. It's Shulam Ches. I come out Lachur, there are three nafkaminas. Number one, do you have a heter klachayad? Cliche does not have a heter klachayad. Clapping have a heter klachayad. A second nafkamino, Ramah has a nachlam of toisvis. That you only have by case, not by cliche, only by the case of clapping and dancing. A third nafkamino, Lachur, is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, you do not have a heter of banging on the bimo, if it's cliché, you'll have a heter case of dancing, of clapping, by singing the Torah. So you go through all three of these cases over here. That means a massive nafkamina was banging on a bimo, banging on a table. By camp, people bang. What's going on over here? So first, take a case of Kalachiyad. As far as I see among the Svarim, I see that on the Yashbo Shai, the Whiskey, the Meister, they want to answer. Kalachiyad, the banging on the table, clapping, yeah, Kalachiyad is cliché over here. Those of the Meister want to disagree. Is that a case over here? It's Mutter, but you're not Moshe. Now, you either be a Locha and the Maskel is Sapek, this you can be Kan Lakan. The Meister, once we have a be a Locha that says, Ain Lonu Lahok Li Yoyser, more than what says Mephorish, but I say, the only other case of Mephorish to matter, Kalachiyad, is clapping or banging your thighs. The Chor banging on the table, the Chor will not have had to Kalachiyad. Again, this is Tarachiv, the be a Locha and Simon Shin Lamachas. What? Again, a derech of a cliche. Again, that's a different case there. Yeah. I'm telling you, what people do on Simchas Torah, right? People bang with the music, or people by camp, they bang on the table to the music. Drumming the table, what your kids do, okay? Drumming. Let's be very clear. Can your kids drum on the table? All the time. During the time. Either one, to a beat, same thing. No, Derek Shear. So, number one, Maiso, to do a Kla'achayad, again, before we have a Bielocho, anyone who is more than before, the Shami, it's not borrowed, the Shami, it's Maskono. What about the idea of Nogel Hokel? Anachlam Toysis over here. So, again, the those who Maiso, and the Yashbol, the Yachy Yoshi, the Maiso, they want to be Machmer, they send the cliche. The Shabbos Shabbos, the Maiso, he wants to be Makel. You read the Mishabu and Sivkotin Yud, he sounds like he wants to be Machmer. You read the Bialocha, the Maskel Hokel, it sounds like he wants to be Makel. Not clear. But I think the Chloriah, why the Oilam is Maiso, read the Makor to be Makel, How can we let people in Mice and camp bang on the table? I mean, I'm saying camp, you're right to clock. Why Nachlam Toises? How in camp do you let people bang on the table? So, who are the best way is simple story? Pukhazi, my dam in the bar. You go to yeshivas, come out every yeshiva, people are banging to the beat on the bima on Simchas Torah. You tell me a nachlem, they will listen. You tell them, don't do that, tell them it's usur. The chura from a Simchas Torah, in every yeshiva, in every place where you go to, any shul, people are banging on the bima to a beat over here. The chura is a chloride that many klali shul seem to be putting on the category of clapping and not on the category of cliche. If that's true, l'chur, that's the makor. Why by camp you let people bang on the table? Where's the makor? Simple story, l'chur is the makor. Pasha is the same category. Klachiyat, that won't be machmor for. That won't be makel for. Why? Because it'll be alocha. That's elon l'hokul yoisim more than seforish. When they get to bang on the table in camp, why puchazim made anabadabar on simple story? Just like there, l'chur, some other reason we have a heter and people not make a macho. Who heard them banging the case on the table over here? Fine, Ben Hashem, next time we mamsuk in the sugya and Sibishin Lamites. Slow up.